Okay. So anyway, I don't know. I'm trying to decide if the default should be that I'm not coming tomorrow night. I came with Mr. Rufino. Something happened on my foot. It's killing me. But I don't know if the default is that I'm not coming, unless I send a message that I am, or the default should be I am coming, unless I send a message that I'm not. I think the default should be that I'm not coming tomorrow night. I don't know what's going on. But I have to stay home anyway to help my wife cook and prepare food, type of the baby,
check the chicken,
check the hot dogs. Okay, anyway, that's Oyvei, this all got recorded. Okay, if you have a riff, Bezum and Aleph in the riff. I have a piece of Torah here from Rav Sternbuch, from Oyvei Bezmanim. And this is like a lumdish thing, so Yaakov's going to like this because it brings us back to Shmaitzer days. Ulinyan ayaros hamasupokos imein mukofen chaymi memois Yeshua benun olo. Let's say you have a suffix. So there can be a suffix. Bezum and Aleph in the wrist.
I'm looking for Megillah.
Come on. Bezum Tainus Megillah. Come on.
No. Base.
Yeah, base. Now you want the riff.
I can find it in this book.
Oh, it's different. The piece starts with Linyan Ayaros Hamasupakos. It's right before Vamra Vishur Ben Levi Krak Shein Bam. In here it's easy. In here it's Bezum Ben Aleph, the last piece.
Ulinyan.
Okay, so now there's two types of Sveikas. There's two types of Sveikas described in the Gemara. The more common one is, of course, the historical Sveik. You don't know. And not Stam, you don't know, as we know from Shmaitza. Chisaron Yediyah doesn't mean, you know, it's not a suffix. Suffix means it's a real suffix. Not so clear when you reach that Madrega. It has to do with the amount of people in the suffix, how easy it is to find out the answer. Okay. It's what you call in Momentus a Drora. But then this, the Gemara gives one case of the halachic suffix, like Tveria with the Yam. Does the Yam have the status of a Choma? Okay. Or you could have, since someone pointed out the halacha, that you need hukah for the Sof Yoshav, you need the Choma to be first. So that could be a suffix too, if there's a real... Apparently the Derech was always to make the Choma first. But if there's a real reason to be Mesupik, so then that's also a suffix. Anyway, what do you do? Linya Yoros Hamasupokos and Hengukov Chaimim in my Yeshua Benun Olo, Horu Hagaonim Zal, Shahokim Benachar Rose, Ayoros. Sherubon Enen Mukov Chaimim in my Yeshua, the Korn Bram Yudalit. Okay, so there's a few reasons why I don't understand that. First of all, obviously it doesn't help for a Sveka Dedina, obviously. But second of all, Is he calling it not having a choma aruba the lesser? Come on, that's not very mustava. Aruba the lesser, come on, means it's a robe and teva. I don't think it doesn't sound like this is a aruba the lesser, come on. As a aruba the isa, come on, then certainly it's kavua. There's no called the parish, my aruba parish. It's called kavua, the kabachal matzudomi, because every city is in its place. There's no parish in the robe. So, I don't think I really don't think the Ran even means the halachic kolkanach arov with Ruba the Isa come on, Ruba the Lesser come on. I think he means, you know, almost like he's saying, go with logic, most cities are built this way. It's like not a suffix ashokl. You have a suffix, it's not really a suffix ashokl. It's more mistaver that it was built without a wall. Because most cities are built that way. That's not really a halachic robe. That's more of a halachic called motzui, or shechiach, or you just say it's not really a sofik, a shokel. That's all. Sofik is not shokel. It's not 50-50. It's 75-25. That's also would be called a robe, even though it's not technically the din of halakha charov that you learn out from Acharam Lahatos. Okay. And another raya is that it doesn't help you for the halachic shvekas. But maybe they never meant the halachic shvekas. I don't know. That's number one. Okay. Number two, the ode. Shafilu Tomar Shusafek Shokul. So this is what the Ram says. This is a very important Ram. They're all important Rams. Let's say it's 50-50. So what are you going to do? It's a Sofek Drabonon. By the way, I want to speak out that it's really very not kosher. This is a whole inyan b'fnei atzmo. Many achronim say that since Megillah is Divrei Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im will kovei it as a yomtiv, and the kovei creates a Megillah as a chiyuv, so it has the status of a d'oraisa in such matters, and it would be Sofek L'chumra. Then Achrayim also say that at night is midrabbanon taka, and it's only in the day, which really would fit in with the idea that it says you have to do the Purim Suda by day, and you have to give Mishloach Monos by day, and you have to give Matanos Levyonim by day. So there's a certain logic in saying that the main emphasis of the Yontav is by day, and therefore the din, the vim, that the Rekabeya Yontiv, with the din Kriyas of Megillah, is also by day, just like Shalach Monas and Matonas of Yoinim. Rabbanim came along, and said you should read it at night too. So then at night, though, it would be the Rabbanim, and the day would be the Rekabeya. I happen to think that Shvera Loshon HaGemara, if this is true, and it is true, I mean, a lot of Rishonim say that by day it's Divrei Nevi'im, and it has a Chomer of a D'oraisa. That's why some say you make a Shachiyonu by day, even though you made already a Shachiyonu by night. And at night is the Rabbanon. So my problem is the Gemara and Daf Dalet. This has nothing to do with the Ram, this is I'm talking. From the Bishwab. Not the Raisa. What? The day is Chomer the Raisa. You know, this is how do the Raisa. The Ram. No, that's every Rabbanon like that. Talk about it as the Chomer. It has the Chomer of the Raisa, because it's not Rabbanon like Hanukkah. This is the Ruach HaKodesh, the Rechavei HaYontah. Ruach HaKodesh, it's called the Rei Nevi'im. There was no Nevi'im by Hanukkah. No Nevi'im. So this is the Rei Nevi'im. So it has the Chomer of the Araisa. But the problem, my problem with this is always that the Gemara in Daf Dalet says, "Om Rishum and Levi, Chayiv Adam Likus Sam Megillah Belayla, Belashnosa Beyom." So his lashon is, you have to read the Megillah at night and repeat it by day. And he brings Tzukim, Elokai Ekra Yomav Eloisane. And the Gemara even says that some Talmidim thought he meant to read it at night and learn Mishnayos Megillah by day, because he used the word Lishanosa, which they took to mean to learn it. So he said, no, like a person talks, Eva Parsha Shadov the Esniya, and I'll review it. Ipmanami Rav Chelba Ravula Bi Ra, Chayiv Adam Likus Lo Megillah Belayla Benashnosa Biyom, Shenemar. Now, if the setup is that in the day it's the Rinavim and that's the main takono, this is a very inappropriate lashon. It's a chayvodim to read the Megillah at night and to repeat it by day.
Well, you can't say read it by day and repeat it at night. That wouldn't work.
Okay, so this also doesn't work.
I'm saying, but
the Gemara has psukim. If you say it's the Nevi'im by day and the Rabbanon at night, so what are you bringing them psukim to say you should do it at night and the day again? I mean, it doesn't make sense. So, and again, you see that they take it seriously that the main thing is by day, because that's the rationale. Or which you say Shechiyanu at day, even though you say Shechiyanu at night. So I, when I was younger, and I used to learn, I said the following teretz, that the Gemara, you have a mitzvah like tefillin. tefillin is two different mitzvahs, to put on the yad and to put on the rosh. Two separate mitzvahs. Kriya Shema, Rambam counts as one mitzvah. You have to say Kriya Shema at night and at day. What the Gemara is saying is that Megillah is not like tefillin, it's like Kriya Shema. You're repeating it by day. The Gemara wants, like, it's like a very conceptual or a philosophical idea. Chayiv Adam to, and that's why it says L'shem El, so it doesn't say Likus HaMegillah B'layla L'Likros HaBayom Gam Kein. It says, like, Dafke used the word which actually misled some Talmidim to think he means learning the Mishnayos. Why they thought so, didn't they realize it was a mitzvah to read the Megillah by day, that I don't know. But maybe they held it was a mitzvah to read it by day, but he's referring to a different chiyuv to learn the Mishnayos and not a day. But Akoponim, the point I'm saying is that I suggested that he's saying it's like Kriya Shema, it's not like tefillin. In other words, you're reading it again, you're telling the story again, and the Tzukim indicate that you should, like, sort of constantly be reading the Megillah by night and by day. Like, when you say, Yom of the Lila, like, you should read it again and again and again. You read it at night, you read it again. So even if it's only Drabbonin to read it at night, but there, the Gemara is talking about a certain avira, a certain context. The context is you're reading it at night and you're repeating it by day. Not like you're reading it a second time. Like it's like you're constantly reading
it at night is a hechsher mitzvah?
No, reading it at night is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is, the avira is, it's like saying the mitzvah is, on Purim is a mitzvah to continuously read the Megillah, to read it night, a day. It doesn't mitzvah. Not that there's two mitzvahs like tefillin, but it's like Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim, a night and a day, that's one mitzvah.
So nights also change your eyesight.
No, I don't think that's mukhra. When Rabbanan instituted it, but they instituted, the Gemara is obviously talking about after the night was instituted. So the Gemara is just saying what the avira is, what's the philosophical approach, how you should approach reading the Megillah twice. Your approach is that you're constantly reading it, a night and a day.
Nachamol,
that's and that was his lashon. And to read a nachamol in the day, it's a nachamol. It's not like tefillin. Because the mitzvah could have been put on tefillin in two places. Then it would have been one mitzvah put on tefillin in two places. So, okay. Anyway, that's okay. Getting back to the Ran, but the Ran doesn't make any mention. He says like this. He says, let's say it's 50-50. So it's a Sovik Rambano, you're going to go with Kula. But then you're not going to do... Then he says like this, you have to follow the Ran. He goes through different steps. Then he says, and you're going to end up not doing the Megillah at all. Because on each day, it's going to be Sovik Rambano with Kula. Because when you get to the second day, this is how he's working now. When you get to the second day, you say, whoops. Maybe it was yesterday. You didn't read yesterday. Yeah, but that doesn't do it today. My question is, I'm a chuyah to read today. So it's the Sovik Rambanan today too. Yesterday was the Sovik Rambanan. Today is the Sovik Rambanan. Umavato b'vadei mikra Megillah. And that doesn't make... Now, it's not clear where that breaks down. Where does that break down? So, okay. So, in the dinim of Sovik Rambanan Lekula... Like, does he mean that you don't say Sovik Rabbanan Lekula? Like, clear, he doesn't. He just says, but then you're Mavatal Mitzvah Megillah, how could that be? It could be, if your logic is right, it could be, that's how.
It's like a Seva by the Avakosis.
What?
It's like the Seva by the Avakosis.
It's exactly, it's the same Ran. It's exactly the same Ran, that's what I was saying. Well, the Fikach Kori Barishon, who put the Besheni. So he says, since. He's saying, like, so look, I say that's more clear. There he says, so you look at the, you say, look, I have to read one day. Something that I'm going to do, Kula can't be the Vat, can't pater me from not ever reading the Megillah, because Monoshach, one day is the day. So he says, so read the first day and put the B'sheni. And you talk it technically, put the B'sheni. Now it's going to be a regular So we go but on the kula, because you read the first day, and now there's a suffix, maybe you read the wrong day, and you have to read it the second day, so then you say, so we go but on the kula. With Yamina B'Gemara, that which the Gemara says, at Tveri of Ahutzal, so you're current by Barba Asa Uva Chamisha Asa, they read both days, because of the suffix.
I mean, when you read them, when you read on the first day, so at least you, then you come out with a chance that you were Yossi.
As I just said.
But if you don't read it either day, there's no chance.
Right. As he says. But his first sad was, I think it's solely if you take 2 days, if you look at the 2 days separately, you look at them together. If you take them separately, then each day you ponder. You know, and when you get to the second day, you can't say, but I'm for you're not for sure mechuyev today, because you might have been mechuyev yesterday. So you put it yesterday and you put it today. It's like chazaka, like shnei shvilin, right? Each person comes to Besdin and they have a cheskos taira. I wanted them on Tommy for sure, but we're done with each one separately. And when you're done with each one separately, each one has a cheskos taira. So here you're done with each day separately, and each day is something different on the kula. So he's saying no. He's not saying clearly why not. I think the simplest way to learn is that you look at both days together. Then you can't say something different on the kula. You can't be part of both days. You're certainly high of one day if you look at them both together. See, by Shnei Shvilin, you don't have to look at them both together. It's two different people. Here, you have to look at Purim together. You know, so... He says, do the first, then you part to the second. Because of something they're running on the cooler. And in Hutzal in Tveria, where it says they read both days, there's a Midas Chasidus. Then anyway, he says, but now he makes the point, I don't know what he means to say, that Tveria was really a halachic suffering, if it hasn't been chomo or not. So he says that, he says, fake it, Tveria, the Talia, but Mechanya Mechazel, Uhutzal, But then he says, when it comes to the bracha, so you're going to make a bracha on your dalit. That's what. Can he mean Tveria too? That would be very fair. There's certainly no rov ha'olam but Tveria. Well, again, he says that. And what's this idea that's a bracha? And I mean. A bracha, you have to make a bracha only on a vada. Even if you take the Ran's mahalach, so when you're doing it the first day, it's really because mimon of shach, you mechuyev on one of the 2 days. So he says, do it on the first day, and you'll be put to the second. But wait, do it the first day, and you'll be put there on the second. But he says, they read it both days because amigos chasidus. Yeah. And they did it without a bracha. But maybe you make a bracha on the 14th because of Rova Olam.
But he just said
what?
He just brought the command by Mehmet Likin. He said that.
Yeah, but then he says it's a Rova Olam. Even though we just said it's not really a robe, but it's maybe that's also on a Zeraisa level. You go with what's Motsui. Rambam's Al Kosov of Herakay Milchus Megillah. Irshi Safe Karamba Bishna Yomu Bilehen. Abu Aim of Rachel Al Kriyasa Ella Biyudalid. Hoyov Huzman Kriyala Rova Ola. So you see, the Rambam subtly, and maybe not so subtly, changes the Lashon. He doesn't say you go bust a rov. He says holchem like a rov olam. He says the nation who's man kriya the rov olam. So I tainted when I was younger and I used to learn that we look at the kriya of Megillah and 14 and 15 from the perspective of B'nai Ayaros and B'nai Mukafim. B'nai Koch and B'nai Mukafim. But maybe there's another level, and that's a Jew. Let's say someone could be neither a Ben Mukaf or a Ben. Neither a Ben Mukaf or a Ben Frozen. Now I'll show you soon a case where he's neither. So, but he's a Jew. He's Mukhlib in Kriyas HaMegillah. Who says the only Shem that's Machayev you in Kriyas HaMegillah is the Shem Prozi or the Shem Mukaf Choma? Maybe a Jew is also Mukhlib in Megillah. And a Jew is Mukhlib in Megillah on Yudalit. That's what it means. That's when Jews are Mechayim Megillah. Ah, you'll tell me if that's true. You'll ask, if you're listening, that every Mukaf could be able to read on your Dalit. The answer is that there's a Halacha, and the Gra passes that way, and the Mishnah Berurah passes that way, that B'di'eved, if a Ben Mukaf reads for a Ben Yudalit on your Dalit, B'di'eved is Yosei. What?
He has to be in
the classroom. He can't go up a telephone.
In the Mukaf.
What do you mean by Mukaf?
They can't go to the Mukaf.
Well, then there'll be a Mukaf Ben Yomo. We're talking about he's reading on your Dalit in the ear. So B'di'eved will be passing his Yotzei, Mishnah Berurah, and the Gra. So, whoa. So I'm tining, because the Mukaf's also a Yid. So, I don't know if he. Even if he would read the Megillah on Yudalit, but he would still be mechayv to read the Megillah on Kesvav because of the Shem Mukaf. But he's a Yid, so he has a level of Tiyuv of being mechayv on Yudalit too. So why doesn't he always have to fulfill it? I'm not sure. Maybe it's overweighed by the 15th man. Because the Gemara really dires, I'm thinking now out loud. The Gemara in that basement days has took him, that no such thing as you have to do both. Either the one or the other. Okay, so anyway, that's my suggestion. As a Yid, if you're Masupik, so then as a Yid, you have to do the 14. Okay.
The halacha there is not really the case. The halacha, if you came to the Matta and Shem from the 14th, you got from the Gila, and the Arakan Sukhapur and the
No, that's because of the Din Proof Ben Yomo. I'm not going into the Din Proof Ben Yomo. I'm talking about once a person has a Shem Mukuf. He came here after Netzach Hama, so he's for sure not a Proof Ben Yomo. But the din is if he reads for a Ben Yudalid, so the Eved.
By the Kfarim, they go into the Kfar on Yud Aleph and Ben Yudimo, right? And then that's the Bar, the Bar. Ben Kraft reads it and he's getting a Mufiyah.
Did he ever get Yotze? If there would be a. I can't be the Balkari here on $1. But did he ever, if there would be Yotze if I read? That's what you're talking about. So certainly the Chatzila is. Oh, yeah. Vimu Bamidbar in the Sfina is a Ramah. Vimu Bamidbar, the Ramah says in Sifhei, Tafresh Bechez, Vimu Bamidbar in the Sfina, Korom Biyom Yudalik, Kimo Rov Ha'olam. Mom, it's the same lesson as the Rambam. Like, you do like the Rambam. So you know when you're involved there? He's saying, this is the Chayyar Beferish in the Rambam. That if you're not a Ben Pruz or a Ben Mukaf, then you have a din of Yudalit. So I once, one year, my son, David, made a Shabbos Bris, his Bukhar, his firstborn. There was a Shabbos Bris, and it was Erev Purim. Purim was Sunday. Purim was Sunday for Yudalit was Sunday. Yudalit was Sunday. Tesov was Monday. So I went in and I was there by the Bris. Shom Zohar and the Bris. Shabbos. And I left right away, Motzei Shabbos. I caught a plane, Motzei Shabbos. So I heard the Megillah in Shul, Motzei Shabbos. I heard the Megillah. And then I went, so I was I wasn't sure of my status. So I held, I discussed it at length with Berkowitz. I held, and it was, where am I in the morning? I always had a mind to go back to Yerushalayim. And in the morning, I'm traveling to Yerushalayim. I'm going to Yerushalayim. So the older Paiskim that were asked applied this halacha and said, I'm a chayim now. You're in the midbar or a sphina. I said, no. And I tied it, and Berkowitz agreed with me, Granda, that the Ramah is not talking about you're on your way to Yerushalayim. He's talking about you're taking a world cruise. You're in the midbar, you're in the sphina, you're not going. I said, but if I'm traveling to Yerushalayim, so I'm not going to be a cruise ben yomo. I'm in the middle of traveling, and I'm going to Yerushalayim. But we both agreed that we're the young whippersnappers, and all the older person we asked, Rosner, we asked, they said, you Dalit, with this remark. So I took along a Megillah with me. And I, so that night I heard it, yeah, and I made a shliach to my son, that he should give Shalach Monas and Matos Lavyonin for me. I caught a 12 o'clock flight, whatever it is, come back here. Came back at, yeah, and said, oh, so I took with me a Sudas Purim. My daughter-in-law made me a Gishmaka cold cut sandwich with what do you call it? Not bologna, what do you call it? With pastrami, but the better one.
Corned beef.
And deli mustard. And now, and then I went there, so how am I going to drink wine? Because you can't take liquid if you're on the plane. And I wore a funny bow tie. Yeah, but it's touched by not some people. Anyway, I found the bushel wine. I drank the bushel wine. And I wore a funny bow tie. And when I went to the stewardess to ask her for wine, I felt it was still Hashem, even though it's not, but I felt it was to ask for wine. I told this Purim today, and remember, these people are someone who talked from Yiddish guy. She said, like, oh, you're right, it's Purim. Oh, is that why you're wearing a funny bow tie? I'm wearing a big clown bow tie. What did you think, that I'm nuts? Like what were you thinking when you saw me? She said, I'm nuts.
That's good.
No, it's Purim.
Know, I was embarrassed to ask for wine, but he has a bow tie like this.
Yeah, because I wasn't embarrassed to ask for wine. I thought maybe it's a good one. Well, I understand it's not, because businessmen always drink wine.
But wearing a clown bow tie.
Oh, you see, to ask for wine, but anyway, I did ask for wine, and I explained that it's Purim. And then she said, "Oh, that's why you're wearing it."
You're not just
So I had a Megillah. So I read the Megillah to myself. So I had one person on my left and one person on my right. The person on my left was a secular person, and he kept complaining that I'm reading too loud and I'm bothering him. So I try to read as low as possible, but what can I do? On my right was like a real modern American, super duper modern girl, like probably from, I don't want to say from where, you know, like very East Long Island. She was thrilled. She was like, Hashgacha Pratis, she's getting to hear the Megillah. And it's like unbelievable nays. So she was listening. He's yelling at me. She's telling me to read it louder so she can hear. He's telling me to shut up. He wants to sleep. I'm sitting there with a funny bow tie. That was my Yudalit. And I held on Potter. I held, Mira Berkowitz held. My only chiv is Tezvav. I got back to Yerushalayim, it was already 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and 2 hours later I heard the Megillah Yerushalayim. That's the story of my Yud-Dalet on the airplane. So most, the older postman we have held that this Ramah applied. But what I'm, the gay is, I'm saying that's the Ramah's din, that a Jew is Mechuyiv on Yud-Dalet. So if you're not a Pruz and not a Mukuf, and you're in a Midbar or on a Sfina, then your Dalit will Rova Olam. And I hold that's a chant in the Rambam's Lush and Rova Olam. That you're a Jew, and a Jew is your Dalit. And we held that if you're traveling to go back to Tezvav, you're in the Midbar and the Sfina because you're going to Tezvav, we held the Ramah doesn't apply. But Lamaise, I was machmir, and I had my corned beef sandwich, and my wine, and my clown bow tie, and the Megillah, which I, like, the Gemara tells a story of a guy who had two wives. So one wife was older, one was younger, one plucked out his white ears, one plucked out his black ears. That's where the lesson, Kereach Mikan with Kereach Mikan comes from. It comes from that story. So that was me on the plane. This guy saying, shut up, and she's saying, tell you louder. If I don't come tomorrow, so please, Friday. I mean, look, I don't want to be Matriach you that much, but you can come 1 o'clock, and you can stay till 3. Plenty of time to get back, but I would like it. But again, you know, you'll do what's good for you.